Tetter, let's begin. This is Daf Lamed Tet. So we start from Halacha Tet. The Mishnah says, "Mi sheyesh lo shtei kitei." So if someone has two sets of daughters from mishtei nashim, from two sets of wives, from like two wives. Okay. Now the Amar kidashti, and he says, "Kedashti bi, I was betrothed my big daughter." Okay. However, the im gadla im gdolash, I don't know if it's the oldest of the older pair, im dolash beknanot, or it could have been the oldest from this younger pair from the other marriage, or maybe ktanash begdolot, or maybe it could even be the ktanash begdolot, because she's also part of the older, the big girls, if you like, from their first marriage. The Gemara says, shigdola. Okay, now the Gemara says again, obviously we're talking about two consecutive marriages here to make it make sense. So however, in that situation, it says kulam asurot, that's a divrei Rebbe Meir. In that situation, the suffix is really regarding all of them. However, except for chutz minak, because clearly the youngest of the youngest group is not really ever going to be considered the gdola. However, Rabbi Yossi says kulam mutarot, they're all mutar. However, chutz minak gdola, in other words, the gdola is the gdola, the oldest daughter he has. The importantly, the Korban Eda explains the lo machit inish lemeimar milta de so deliat the tivei leidei shilat chachamim, or another, we've used this differently. I'll just translate it first. Someone's going to put him in a situation where it requires him to ask a chacham in terms of the interpretation of how what it even means, or put differently, lo machit einish leidei, I think it was. In other words, that's the debate. When someone speaks, are they going to be very precise and accurate with their, and they're not going to put in a situation a case of doubt? Or no, there's sort of flexibility in his terminology. That's kind of the debate. And that's going to be important when we get to the Gemara. Similarly, the reciprocal cases as follows. I betrothed my young daughter. I don't know if it was in Maktanash or Gdolot. Same type of question. Was it the any of really the younger pair of daughters, or maybe it was just the younger from the older pair of daughters, well, because she's also the young girl. She kind of me kind of should be a lot of kulamusar. They'll say that's Rebbe Meir once again, the chutz migdolash begdolot, except the oldest. And Rabbi Yossi says kulamutarot, they're all okay. Chutz min aktan shebeknola. That's a Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara now. Mishlo shtei kite banot. Rav Chama amar trei min trei. We're talking about two daughters from two separate marriages. Beseder. That makes a lot of sense. Korban Eda says, "Shiyesh lo shtei banot mishtei nashim kolomar mikol echad min hashav yesh lo shtei banot." She'ein kat pchuta mishtayim, because a kat is no less than two. So we're talking about two in each pair. Okay. So Amar Rav Yochanan bar Acha, kagon ana, like me, de'idli trei min trei. He says, "I'm exactly that situation. My family's in that situation." He says that I had two daughters from my first wife and then two daughters from my second. Now the Gemara adds an extra point. Matnita b'shiyesh lo shtei kitei banot mishtei nashim. Aval, ein lo ela kat echad. Well, let's say he's got three daughters. Im amar gdola lo kidash ela gdola, ve'im amar ktana lo kidash ela ktana. Meaning, if he says the oldest, but my big girl, and there's only one marriage and one daughter, clearly it means the oldest, and only the oldest. And if it's if he has if he says the my young daughter, my the ktana, it means the ktana from the group. There's no sfeika regarding maybe even intermediate daughters. That point of intermediate daughters, the here says about Korban says, he would just refer to, say, the middle daughter or whatever daughters are in the middle by a particular name, from Plonipiti. Venkra gdola vloktana, because really the gdola or the ktana, if we're dealing with one family unit, then we're saying, well, that the gdola is the gdola and the ktana is the ktana, everybody else he would have referred to by name. Fine. The Gemara says, Tamantaninan, got a Mishnah, and he has, this takes us back to Masechet Nedarim. Ad lifnei Pesach, if he makes a neder that should go until lifnei Pesach. Rabbi Meir says, ad sheyagia, until Pesach arrives. Rabbi Yossi omer, ad sheyetzah, until it leaves. Which is interesting here. You see, in other words, Shema, if you have a look carefully, the Gemara says, sorry, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abaye, Rabbi asks the following question. Kamei Rabbi Zeira, machlafe shita de Rabbi Meir. This seems to contradict, which is, Rabbi Meir is contradicting himself. Why? And also, machlafe shita de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is contradicting himself. Let's explain. Machlafe shita de Rabbi Yossi, just to remember, Rabbi Yossi in the middle, in our Mishnah, said someone's very specific with their language. Lo machit inish l'dei sveika. So the Ketana means the Ketana, and the Gedola means the Gedola, and only the Gedola, the oldest. However, Taman hu ma'ad sheyetze kol rishuyot hagdola harishuyot hagdolot ad sheyetze kol rishuyot haktanot v'hacha merhachi. So here the Taman is switched. But let's have a look. So the Gemara says, so I got through the Korban Eda. He says, yeah, Machaj with the Rebbe, yeah. So Tamami in the Dadarim, who am I Adshietse? Shmamina de Kasabar Machit Inish Nafshalis Feka. Because when he said Ad, look at the terminology, Adlifnei Pesach, there's a kind of a suffix what that even means. The Gemara is going to assess exactly how that would work in a moment, but does it mean until Pesach arrives or until Pesach's finished? Now, the fact that Reb Yossi extends a neder, if you like, all the way to end of Pesach, means that even the entirety of Pesach is part of the suffix. So, machit initial day sveika, that's the point. It says, so you see, basically, that you can see the contradiction. In our Mishnah, we said, Rabbi Yossi says specific, no one's, lo machit in a day sveika. It's going to be very specific. The gdola means gdola, and any other people that would be a suffix, does it really mean? No. It's very specific terminology. But when it comes to the neder regarding Pesach, lifnei, look, it could be including it as well. So we've got to be careful of that as well. So, and we see the opposite, obviously, which is a remeir. Remeir alifnei means specifically lifnei Pesach. I don't include lo machit in a day sveika. Lifnei means specifically lifnei. Whereas when it comes to the Gdola or Ktana, look, it could be the older from the second group, it could be even the older, it could be any of the oldest group. So that's the question. Imana says, so again, Machlev Shudat Man, who ma'ad shiyetse korishyot, and here we said really Hagdola, ad shiyetse korishyot, ktono v'dacha mehachi. Okay, so in other words, I'm not even reading it properly, I don't think, but in other words, there it said ad shiyetse, so therefore it should be very specific, if you like, if it's Achietse by Pesach, I'm sort of folding in what Korbaner said. You should be concerned by, according to Rabbi Yossi, all the Gedolot, all the potential Gedolot, all the Ketanot, but he doesn't say that. Okay. So Amarle, Mishemet ben Azai u ben Zoma, Batu Shakdanim v'lo Amad Shaked ad she'amar Yirmiyah. Now, if you remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he's the one that asked the question. And he asked it to Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera says, wow, you know, the Mishnah says, Mishemet Rabben Azai. And Ben Zoma, there were no more Shaktanim, people that really worked hard in learning Torah. And he says, oh, does that mean until you now have arrived? So in other words, he's basically belittling his question. So like, why do you think that's even a good kasha? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba Bar Dereb Dereb Chia Bar Abba V'hu Makanta Lohu. But one second, why is he like almost rebuking him? Lo Kfar Keshita Hare Olam. The Gdolei Olam asked this question previously. Miloka Kshita, if you like, Rebbe Lazar, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. And what had happened? Machlish Shita. And what their solution was to switch the two opinions. Rebbe Meir, Shita Rebbe Meir. V'amalun, later he machlifa. In other words, start again. Lokva Kshita Rebbe Lazar, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Machshita de Rebbe Meir. That there seems to contradict Shita Rebbe Meir. V'amalun, and he responded back. He said, later machlifa, Madnita he machlifa. So I got ahead of myself, that it is not switched, meaning there's not contradiction, but rather you've got to switch the Mishnah, the two opinions around. So in other words, why is he belittling his question when it seemed to be, this is a good question, but previous generations, the Gdolei Olam asks. So the Gemara says, the tiny debate Rebbe Ken, we see the switched around, Adlifnei Pesach, that's Rebbe Meir Omer Ad Sheyetze, because you've got to be considered good finishers, and Rebbe Yossi Omer Ad Sheyagia. So Amar Le, Rebbe Zira comes back and responds, Ana Baye Ad Lifnei V'Atamar Hachi. He says, no, that's my question. I've had Nachlip Sheyet today. My whole question is this Lashon of Ad Lifnei. In other words, Ad Lifnei, what does Ad Lifnei mean? Ad Lifnei, if you're going to translate it simply with the Hebrew we have now, means Ad But until before Pesach. So how can there ever be any shitter between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir that it means I've got to conclude Pesach as part of the suffix? It doesn't make any sense. So Therefore, so Amar Rebizira explains that the debate between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir there is Lashon Nivtihu, Ad Lifnei Pischa means Ad Pane. Pane means Lefanot, to clear out Pesach. Ah, if that's the case, then I'll show you the Korban Eda. This is the middle of Dibron Matchil of Amar Rebizira Lashon Nivtihu. Says, therefore, we don't just switch the Mishnah to shift the Mishnah Darim. Why? You know, you thought the debate in Masechta Nedarim was about whether machin inish l'dei sveika, meaning whether someone's terminology might be broad and therefore creates a suffek, or and he might even put himself in that situation, or whether no, someone's going to be very specific and so there's no doubt what he's saying whatsoever. You thought that's what the debate's about? Well, look at the terminology. Ad lifnei, there should be no doubts about it. Unless you say that lifnei can mean something different in another language. Oh, if that's the case, their argument is not about machin inish l'dei sveika or not, it's about semantics. What does lifnei mean in this context? Mar savar lashon ben adam ad kamei pesach, it means like we'd say lifnei before Pesach, umar savar demifnei pesach until Pesach is completed. Lekach, that's why hayiti mekanter l'Rebbe Yirmiyah. That's why I was fighting with Rebbe Yirmiyah. In other words, it's not the stira on how to switch it around. It's just the whole question from the outset doesn't even make any sense. Because the debate's not about machin inish l'dei sveika, it's about simply semantics. However, Amar Rabbi Avin, he explains it differently. He explains it a bit differently. He says, Hakol modin bepesach shehu mutar. Everyone agrees during Pesach it's mutar. So therefore, ma pligin, what's machlokim Rabbi and Riosi? It's talking about pras pesach. So just to explain what this means is what's ad lifnei? Lifnei doesn't mean prior to pros Pesach, which is 15 days before Pesach when you're learning Hilchot Achag, or does it mean until Pesach itself? But Pesach, there's no question that it's not included. That's what lifnei is. So just to explain, I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says, "Akol modim im amar konam yain ad shlifnei Pesach." He said, "I want to have wine until before Pesach." He's mutar on Pesach. This question. Shebavadai lo itakvan uto ad shiagir. There's no question that means until Pesach arrives. Why? Because on Pesach you chayv and dalit kosot. There's no question. However, ma pligin ki pligi keshe amar ad lifnei, which means pros pa Pesach. Dahainu tedvav yom kodam Pesach. During Meretzav asha asu bayan ad shiagir pros Pesach until it arrives. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ad Sheyetze until the Pros Pesach finishes, which is Ad Lel Pesach. Okay, that's when the debate is regarding Pros Pesach, what it means before or after. But he says when it comes to Pesach itself, there's no discussion what if it's not the Pros Pesach, it's like for Pesach. The question because it got Mitzvah Dalek Koset, so there's everyone will want to be able to engage in Mitzvah. That's why he's making the expiry by Pesach. Okay, I think that's slightly different. I explained it when I learned the Gemara, but etc. Beseder. Let's continue the next Mishnah. This halacha yod. Ha'omer li'isha, kidashtich, I betrothed you. V'yomer, don't know what you're talking about. Lo kidishtan. So therefore, he's made himself asur b'krovate, avi mutar b'krovam. She's completely mutar to his relatives. She can marry his relatives because she's an adult together. There aren't two idioms that came in front of us. And again, we explained the two ways to understand this Mishnah before. Either it was Be'ed Echad or it was Shtei Edim. But the Shteidim, we don't know where they are. That was the two ways of understanding it, based on whether you can say Kiddushin B'Yadechad is Kiddushin or not. Now, Kiddush Dani, if she says, you betrothed me, I don't know what you're talking about, Kiddush Tich, he asked Rabbi Krovav, she's not allowed to marry his relatives. And she's basically, not only that, by the way, that she is would require her to get as well, because she's made herself Asur by saying that. He's allowed to marry a sister or something. There's nothing wrong with that because he denies it completely. Now, kidashtich, I'm betrothed. You v'yo merit lo kidasht. You didn't betroth me. Ella, you betrothed my daughter. Well, hu asur b'krovot hagdola. He's asur to the gdola. Here means the mother. V'gdola mutaret b'krovav. She's denied being betrothed to him so she can marry any of his relatives. Hu mokrovav b'krovav k'tana v'k'tan mot b'krovav. And the k'tana is not affected by this whatsoever. Why? Because just because the mother said you betrothed, the mother doesn't have the capacity to marry off her daughter. So her saying, oh, you betrothed my daughter, is that wouldn't affect the daughter and also the relationship with the man and this daughter's relatives that wouldn't be that are the relatives of her, of the mother, for example. Now, Gemara says, Ha'omer li'isha, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mistarvad lo yahave Reb Meir paligacha. It makes sense that Reb, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah, machit inish, someone puts himself in a case of doubt. Okay? According to Reb Meir, when he says gdola, it could be from the older pairing, it could be the older from the younger pair of daughters. But here it seems to make sense that he wouldn't be cholek. So just to explain, if someone says, ha'omer alisha benoteha, if someone says to a woman and her children, kidashti et hagdola, I betrothed the oldest, the gdola, sorry, mehem eni odea, I don't know im kidashti et ha'em, I don't know if it was the mother or the gdola shebenota or the oldest of the daughters, or et ha'bat hagdola, or shehi gdola ma'achota ktana, in other words, you don't know if it's the mother, because she's older, sorry, from the daughters, or it's the oldest daughter. Afagav, if you say the paligrim may beresh, despite the fact we saw in Mer says kidashit be agdola, we say that it could be any of the daughters that could be termed as agdola. Mistavra makes sense. The modah hachi that he had the law kaddish elaim. That quite clearly it means in kidashit agdola, it means the mother. There's no question. Elaim she agdola shebehem. So the understanding is, again, we saw a debate with Machit de Sveika, but the assumption of the Gemara when it comes to a mother and daughter is Gdola, it means the Gdola, meaning the mother. The Gemara says no. Amramana called Garme Arme says absolutely the opposite. Absolutely opposite. Duhu Palig. In this case, it's much more certain it's Palig. Ma in Tamar Shubukulam Gdolo Vaktanot Atomerabi Palig. Kan shebekulam gdolot etzel ktanot, vekulam ktanot etzel gdolot, lo kol sheken shereimim palig. In other words, I'll just explain inside. Omer says, main tema ma hatam bereisha sheyesh b'shtei kitot gdolot v'ktanot. In the two groups, there were all big girls and young and small girls. V'yesh leistapek, he didn't know shebegdola shebekat, which didn't mean the oldest within a group. Aval lo b'shar sheharei hem ktanot lag be'agdola. But maybe not the others, Shebehem. Afilo hachi paligremeva says, nonetheless, he says, kudam kdolana sorot. Meaning, even the one of the younger daughters in the older group is included in the suffix. Hacha beisha bita. When a daughter and a mother, that they're both considered shteyem gdolot etzel ktanot. Vaktanot vadai ktanot neged haem. In other words, there's more of a reason to say that the safek or that we're addressing is more of a reason to say we're including the mother and daughter in the safek than the previous case when we're including, if you like, ktanot. In other words, ktanot shabgalot, I think, in the safek. Okay. Now, the command here is in Halacha Yud Aleph. Next Mishnah. Kidashi epitcha. I betrothed your daughter. You're married. Lo kidashte. You didn't. Eloti. It was me. Right? Who asur b'krovot ktana? Well, he can't marry. He's asur to the, if you like, the krovot of the ktana. The ktana mutar b'krova. The ktana is unaffected by it. And hu mutar b'krovot gdola, meaning he's able to marry the relatives of the gdola. Okay? The gdola asur b'krova. But the gdola is asur to his relatives. Again, we're talking about sort of, when it comes to daughter and mother, we're talking about overlapping, that there are overlapping ariot, so the ones that aren't overlapping. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, kerashi bitra. Rav Chuna Amar, Mefatim Otoli Tenget. What we do in this situation, what's Mefatim? Meaning, if she says, you betrothed me, he denies it. Okay. We try and, if the Lashon of the Korban Eder is Mevakshim Men, we say, look, okay, you denied it, fine, beseder. But this woman, she's made herself Asur. She won't be able to marry Aaron for the rest of her life because she said she was betrothed to you. And then she give her a get. So, you know, do the right thing. Just give her a get anyway. What difference does it make to you? Okay. That's what we try and mevakshim memenu she'etein get. Okay. However, what's interesting, look at the Korban Eder, he says, v'lo amrinan b'kogon ze kofin al miratzton. We don't say we force him completely al miratzton. Sharei asur oser atzmo b'krovotzea. Because as soon as he would do that, there's a consequence on him. If he gives her a get, he'll now be asur to marry her relatives. So since here, it's not like, kofen amiratzdom, we usually say, what, you've got nothing to lose, so therefore, why don't you do it? Here, to correct what I just said, the Korban Eder says, actually, there is something for him to lose. Because by giving a get, he'll be asked to her relatives. Lefichach machshvin oto leten get, that's why we ask him to do so. Now, there is a cost he will be bearing. He's not obligated to do so because he's denied the relationship whatsoever, and there is what to lose, so therefore we came to do so. However, what's interesting, the kofino toli ten knas. What knas are you talking about? The knas we're talking about is a ketubah. Now, in what situation? So here we've got a beautiful debate between the Korban Eder and the Pnei Moshe. I'll just read the Pnei Moshe first because we're going to explain the Korban Eder continuation. But just to give you a hint, the Pnei Moshe says, meaning if he decides of his own accord to give a get without being convinced to do so, then we say, okay, kofino toli ten ktuba. Okay, now you've got to give her a ktuba as well, miknas velo medina. But what's interesting, the Korban Eder says differently. He says, klomar, in other words, kofino toli knes klom ktuba, meaning dilaach shnifata liten latet get. After he's been convinced to give the get. So we're not talking about we did our own accord. This is different than Pnei Moshe. Korban Eder is saying that, okay, we say, you know, do the right thing, you should just divorce her. Yeah, I know, but come on, you know, we agree with you, you didn't do it, but like, let her go. Once he's convinced to do so, and he gives a get, then we force him to pay the ketubah as well. The kofin v'habeile ki'ilo hodash nikat shalo. By doing so, it's as if almost you've admitted to it. The kofin oton leiten laktubah, you get the ketubah. Very different perushim here. Okay. In other words, pay much. Yeah, go on. I can see.
What ketubah?
Meaning, well, if you the fact that you get kiddushin, you divorce, you have to ketubah.
There was a ketubah.
Well, whether it is one or not, you have to pay a ketubah. Whether it's a physical document. Okay. So the Gemara says, so in other words, it's not a physical document, it's about the sum of money. Okay. So Gemara says, uparich. Now, what's interesting here, I'm saying it's a parich here. That's a Korban Eder explains. So I'll explain the Korban Eder, because the Korban Eder's one is a really interesting one, I think, here. That you sort of convince him he's done the right thing, and now you slap him with this fine. Now, oh, you admit to do it, so now you've got to give the ketubah. So then, Paul the Gemara says, "How that's what are you talking about? What if she ayah chaver vayodeh she chayv get v'knas v'lech v'nasar tol motziya tevadai mipnei asafek?" So read the Korban Eder says, "Lidvarecha, you're going to run into a problem. Im hu chaver, if he's a chaver, meaning he's tamachacha v'yodeh she, meaning he's, and he understands that if he's convinced, what's he going to do? Tzarich, he's going to have a ketubah." He would never be convinced in his life. In other words, you want me to do the right thing, but I know there's a big fine at the back of it that I don't have to pay whatsoever. He's absolutely adamant. I never betrothed this woman. You want me to do the right thing? Not only now I'm going to ask her relatives, but I know Matama Chacham. Now the next thing you're going to do is make me pay the ketubah. So he said, that's ridiculous to force him to do so. Ukadeli Natzel, what's he going to do? In order to get the other Chachamim off his back, Kadeli Natzel Mipitui, Yikacha Chota, you know, he can marry his sister. Because again, Mikar Din Mishnah, he's denied any relationship with this woman, so he's allowed to marry her sister. That's what the Mishnah says. But once he's done that, v'havadai she'ein motzi nishto mimenu b'shvil amirato shel zeh, and now that he's married the sister, her claim is not going to be strong enough to make him divorced. V'lo yiten leget olam, and therefore she'll never get a get ever. Shlo te'asa ishto alav mishum achot grushoto. And therefore, because he doesn't want to give this woman a get, because that's going to make his own wife, meaning the sister, asur to him forever. So the way the Korban explains the flow of the Gemara, it says that, you know, after you convince him, we're slapping with this thing, making pay. So the Gemara says, no, absolutely not. It can't be they're going to slap him with a fine, because if it's Tamar Chacham, he knows there's a fine, and he'll find a way of getting around it, so you'll never be able to convince him to do so. So this woman will be stuck. What's interesting here, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe's flow, because we've got a few minutes. The Pnei Moshe's flow says it was different. He says, we only force him if he does it of his own accord. So Gemara says, Hagabatz Mashiach Chaver, mean, Vaya Dean Din Zishchayv Leten Get Veknas. The Kadamatz Movalach Vanasa et Achota Mahu. He says, what happens that if this person, the man in this case, knows what the din is, and to try and get out of it, he marries his sister? This is interesting. This is the opposite now of the Korban Eder, much opposite of the Korban Eder. He says, Motzin et Avadam Yipnei Asafek. Afilu Hachi, we tell him to divorce his sister. Even though it's a vaday, mipnei safek, because of the safek, because shema lachuta kidesh bitchila. It seems that there's some like a question that maybe he did actually marry this woman, even though he denies it. V'afal pisha kadam atzmo asuru alav mim safek. Very interesting pshat, because it seems to me maybe doesn't go against the Mishnah. Since the Pnei Moshe seems to say, if it's a tamachach, I mean, he tries to get out of this by marrying the sister, we say you've got to divorce that sister. Okay, very different thing. Mamash opposite takes on the sukkah. Let's have a look now. This is Halacha Yud Bet, next Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein avera. Anytime there's a kiddushin and there's no avera whatsoever, havad halecha zachar, then the status of the child goes after the father. Eizuzu, give me an example. Zu kohenet leviya v'israelet shenasa kohen levi in Israel. In other words, when you establish whether a child is a kohen levi in Israel, it goes by the father. if they married a Kohen Levi or Israel. V'kol makom sheyesh kidushin yesh avera havlod achar achal hapagum shebishneihem. So anytime the kiddushin has some sort of avera, a love, importantly, we go by the pagum. Let's have a look. Ezer, what's that example? Alma la kohen gadol. Grusha v'chulat sekan hediot. In other words, in those situations, the child is a halal. No, it's not a kohen. Mamzeret untim Israel, or bat Israel untim a mamzer. What's the case in that situation? The child would be a mamzer. Okay? If Israel marries a mamzer, or bat Israel marries a mamzer, or Israel marries a mamzeret, the child is a mamzer. Same with this case, a netin. Kol mi she'ein la alav kiddushin, aval yesh lav kiddushin al achirin, then havlad mamzer. Any situation you're trying to make kaddish a woman, and the kiddushin won't be tofes, but it's tofes for somebody else, that would be an isurei arayot. The child is a mamzer. Okay? Ve'ezozul, for example, ze'al balachad mikol arashu b'torah, quite clearly. And finally, v'kol mi she'ein la alav v'lo al achirin kiddushin, havlad kamoa. Any time that he has a relation with a woman, that if he tried to do kiddushin with her, it wouldn't work. Not for him and not for any other Jew. We say, then the child will be like the status of that mother. For example, that's a vlad shifra for nochrit. If a man has a relationship with a shifra or nochrit, the child is not Jewish. Okay, but that's a Mishnah. Obviously, we've got a lot to deal with when you get to the Gemara. Kol tov, have a good day, everyone.